Hello, this is 3 Minute Egghead, a podcast about research at UC Davis with Andy Fell. When fires ripped through Sonoma County last October, they reduced whole neighbourhoods to ashes. But what happens to household chemicals when you incinerate them at these temperatures? What's in that ash? A team of UC Davis researchers, including air quality experts, chemists and physicians who study child development, plans to study the possible effects of new chemicals formed in these fires.
So I'm Gabby Black. I'm a fourth-year PhD student with Tom Young's lab in civil and environmental engineering, but I'm technically an agricultural and environmental chemistry PhD student.
Black is doing her doctoral research on chemicals from personal care products that end up in sewage sludge. But when she heard about the Sonoma project, she wanted to be involved.
I was born and raised in Sonoma, and so when this ash project came about, I jumped on board. We're burning house insulation, all these electronics that are coated with flame retardants, furnitures, pesticides that we keep in our garage, cleaning products under the sink, all of these were burned. And so maybe they persisted, but I think more likely from my kind of thinking about this, I think we're forming these transformation products that we don't really know what they are, what the environmental concern is around them.
Black has collected samples of ash from the Tubbs Lane fire, which burned from the mountains near Calistoga right into the Santa Rosa suburbs.
We collected 15 samples doing kind of a northeast to southwest transect of the Tubbs Lane fire and looking at, is there a transport of some compounds? Are we seeing the same compounds in all of the homes? Are we seeing different compounds formed in the more rural areas versus the more urban areas like Coffee Park?
Back in the lab, they'll use the latest analysis techniques to look for known pollutants and also for new compounds formed in the fire.
Exactly. And we can look and see, you know, of the 15 ash samples that we have, what compounds are in all 15. So what compounds are in every home that was burned or what's in the more urban areas versus the more rural areas and what's in the household samples versus the, we took 3 samples from Robert Louis Stevenson State Park, which was just pure biomass that was burned, no structures. In the areas we collected ash. So what's the difference in those samples versus the household samples?
There's surprisingly little known about the chemistry of burning down houses.
A fire, an urban fire of this scale, isn't common. And the data that is present on kind of household fires is, from what I understand, not very current. And the technology we have just in the last 5 years is come leaps and bounds from a decade ago. And so I think that this untargeted search is going to be pretty novel in terms of household fires of this magnitude. And this fire was so hot. I didn't understand it until I was sampling. I would be digging in the ash and find like a ball of glass that had melted from a window or some of the vehicles that were burned. There were just puddles of aluminum where the wheels were. That's like thousands of degrees Fahrenheit. So who knows? I mean, you know, a lot of these chemicals are synthesized at very specific temperature conditions, and now we're exposing them to different temperature conditions. So my guess would be that they're transforming into something different or breaking down partially, or maybe these flame retardants are really doing their job and they're not going anywhere. So
2017 saw the most destructive wildfire season in California history. If wildfires are a continuing threat, we need to better understand what's left behind. What are the risks in the ash? And what we might do about it.
I mean, all of this ash with the rains coming is going to go somewhere. And so it's better to know what's in it, I think, so that we can take the steps to remediate or prevent some environmental toxicity.
Thanks for listening to 3 Minute Egghead.